Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. Today, the UN chief says he has expressed strong protest and outrage to Israel over the shelling of a United Nations compound in Gaza City today. Here's UN spokesman Christopher Gunness on the scene after the shelling.
The workshop in our compound is in flames, and nearby are loaded fuel tankers. So the situation is extremely dangerous and extremely serious.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is demanding an investigation into the attack. He says Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak told him it was a, quote, grave mistake. A U.S. spokesman says at least three people were wounded. Bethany Bell, a BBC correspondent in Jerusalem, joins us now. Welcome, Bethany.
Hello.
What can you tell us about the attacks? When did they happen? How did they happen?
They happened just two or three hours ago. What we understand was that what the UN is saying is that their compound in Gaza, their main headquarters there, which had been used as a shelter for hundreds of people fleeing the fighting, was hit by shells, which they say came from the Israelis. Apparently, three local UN staff were injured, and one of the workshops in the compound was set on fire. Now the UN Secretary General said that this was an outrage, and he said that Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak conceded it was a grave mistake, which was later disputed by Israeli defense officials.
And there have been some reports that the UN Secretary General was actually not far away from where the shelling took place. Do you know anything about that?
No, the UN Secretary General has been in Jerusalem. He's also been in Tel Aviv today. The UN compound was hit in Gaza, so they were quite a long way from each other. But certainly he's been talking to the UN officials there, UN officials who's told the BBC this compound had been hit.
So clearly no truth to those reports that the UN Secretary was in Gaza City at all today.
We don't know. He was not. He's not been in Gaza.
Hey, Bethany, this is Todd Zwillick. Have the Israelis given any justification for the attack? Are they saying, obviously, Ehud Barak said it was a grave mistake, but is anyone else saying that mortar fire or rocket fire came from close to the compound from Hamas or anything like that?
Well, Mr. Ban said that the defense minister, Ehud Barak, said it was a grave mistake. Israeli defense officials later slightly backtracked on that. They said he expressed regret for what had happened. However, what we have heard from Israeli government spokesmen is that it's not clear yet whether it was the fault of the Israelis or of Hamas. And this Israeli government spokesman was suggesting that this could have been to do with Hamas, which is not what the UN workers in Gaza are saying.
Bethany, what are the reports from Gaza City today?
What we've seen today has been a real intensification of the fighting. Israel has moved very much more deeply into Gaza City, which is extremely crowded, very densely populated area. There's been fighting right into the heart of Gaza City. There was one building where international media organizations were working that was hit. Another building where one of the BBC's local staff and his family were trapped for more than 12 hours while fierce fighting raged in the streets outside them. So there's been a real intensification here. Now, this goes on at the very time when the UN Secretary General is in Israel. This ferocity of fighting doesn't necessarily mean that the diplomacy is failing, but it's a reminder of just really how urgent it's needed for this diplomacy to succeed.
And what's the sense in Israel of the status of those negotiations, particularly those negotiations that are taking place in Egypt, in Cairo, about the Egyptian proposed ceasefire?
Well, it's quite interesting because the chief Israeli negotiator is in Cairo today, and Israeli officials have been really quite positive behind the scenes about the role that the Egyptians are playing, and the fact that he's gone there has been described by some Israelis as kind of a sense of gathering momentum, that there could be some possibility of progress there. Now, we heard yesterday from Hamas officials that there'd also been what they called positive signals out of these talks, that the Egyptians are mediating separate talks. So we don't have too many details yet as to quite what shape this ceasefire deal might take, but certainly perhaps a more of a sense that there may be movement towards some kind of deal.
Bethany, is there any sense that Inauguration Day on Tuesday is sort of a deadline, especially for Israel, that they're fighting intensely now in Gaza, they're at the negotiating table in Cairo, and that they intend to possibly finish this by Monday or so?
There are certainly those in Israel who believe that could be one very clear scenario here. There's the feeling, I think, that Israel doesn't want to blot its copybook necessarily with a new U.S. president. And it's interesting, I think, to notice that this particular offensive took place in the last days of the Bush administration, and Bush, who's been a very, very strong supporter of Israel. So there is perhaps a sense among some Israelis that the clock is ticking. There will be others, though, within the Israeli security cabinet who will say, no, we need to go in and do what we need to do in order to do as much damage to Hamas. So I think that we're seeing perhaps some splits as to what the best way forward is, you know, whether this military offensive continues or not.
Thank you very much, Bethany Bell, giving us the latest from Israel on Gaza and the ceasefire negotiations in Egypt. Bethany Bell, a BBC correspondent.